February 23rd, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, some more thoughts on the boundaries of your heart. It is what is in your heart at the time of death which will determine your eternity. Therefore, you need to guard what you hold in your heart as truth. Do not try to redefine when life begins and when it should end. Do not disregard my commandments or the consequences thereof. Learn to treasure the present moment as a means of salvation. When your truth embraces sin as a way of life, you have chosen not to share heaven with me. You do not decide what is a sin and what is not a sin. I do. You must live according to my definition of truth, not some moral relativism. When your hearts embrace holy love, I embrace you. That is when you have peace in your hearts. Those who listen to me and act on my words are forming my remnant faithful. These are the ones who do not seek to please self and man first, but who love me above all else. Through this uncompromised love of me, mankind unites to my will. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13 through 15. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved, through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter. Another note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.